The Truth News Network. When common sense takes a backseat to social media headlines and fake news, you need clarity. You need the truth. TNN,
the Truth News Network,
and Dan Newman.
You know, sometimes there's so much noise in our life, especially that emanating from the Potomac Valley in Washington, D.C. We need to occasionally just pause, rethink things, maybe reset things in our minds and our hearts, and just try to get a new perspective on a few things. We're going to do that today. Yeah, we could be talking about all of the stuff going on up there, but let's just get into this upcoming weekend, ending on something of a positive note. Today, we're going to talk about not just any seed, but the seed of a miracle. I'm going to tell you this story about some people. Listen closely to this today. This is a message for all of us, everybody. Scott and Corey were happily married. Both had careers after earning 3 college degrees between them, and they were ambitious and hard-working young adults. They wanted children, but they chose to wait a few years so they could get their careers on track. They then decided to take the plunge into parenthood. The day was joyous beyond words as they gave the news to their family, "We're pregnant." Both came from large and close-knit families that both united as one big happy family when the two were married. The pair launched into preparations as all young moms and dads do and in waiting, moms and dads in waiting. They were having so much fun doing it. But one day, Corey felt something different about the baby. To make certain, their doctor had them go see a specialist. They were shocked to hear the news that their baby had a chromosomal disorder called Turner syndrome. And babies with that seldom survive. Imagine the horror of having your baby with a certain death sentence living, at least for now, in your body. Still, they prayed, hoping for a miracle. But the inevitable happened. One day, the baby quit moving. The fear for their baby in an instant became their reality. Corey gave birth to Emerson, who was stillborn. Those years of waiting, planning, and creating the perfect scenario for their first baby just melted into their tears, their anguish, and their unspeakable pain. It seemed the pair were living in a fog while preparations were made for Emerson's funeral. It was a graveside, close family funeral. Driving up to that gravesite and seeing that tiny white coffin and knowing it held their first daughter and the first grandchild is unexplainable. But it happened. That single moment galvanized the most devastating loss a mother and father can ever feel, the loss of a child. In the days that followed, Scott and Corey took a trip to Scottsdale, Arizona, just to get away and refresh and reset their hearts and minds. They and the last year of their lives had lived through the joy of their first pregnancy, the excitement of knowing they're having a daughter, only to have death steal all of it, just take it away in a moment. They needed to recoup, and they did. Little did they know that trip to Scottsdale would initiate a newness in their lives they never even imagined was possible. As fate would have it, a trip to the fashion mall in Scottsdale started the pair on a trek down life's road that changed them forever. A close pastor friend and his wife happened to be in Scottsdale at the very same time. They didn't know, and they didn't expect that to happen, but it did. But it gets even better. At the very moment that pastor and his wife were in the fashion mall, Corey and Scott ran into them while they were shopping. The pastor had just completed a sermon series at his church titled, "The Providence of God." What a great thought. Trusting God. He pulled Scott to the side. And here's what he told Scott. "We can't always find answer for bad things that happen to us. Sometimes bad things simply happen to good people." He then told Scott this, "If you and Corey will resist the temptation to shake your fist in God's face in anger, he will pay you back. God promised that." Those words rocked the pair. They were doing their best to find a way to walk through the darkness of their devastation and to move on with their lives. Those words rang true to them. They're both hard workers and positive thinkers and great Christians. They decided to not just give it a whirl, but to give it their best. And so they did, looking for that God payback that he promised. It wasn't for just a few months of believing God's promise to repay evil with good. While they resisted the natural blame folks most often put on God, they found out they were once again pregnant. A second baby was on its way. But it got even better. They were pregnant with twins. August 29, 2005, that was the day Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. In a Louisiana town 300 miles northwest of the Big Easy, Earth met Grace and Emmeline Shirley for the very first time. You can imagine the glee for the entire family when the pair of beautiful babies moved into the Shirley home with mom and dad. On the front page of this story on the website, there's a picture of Grace and Emmeline 14 years later. They are amazing young women. Wonderful students, friends, cousins, granddaughters, and Christians who have already set their worlds on fire. Corey is the best mom one could imagine. She has a very successful career in architectural design, owns her own company, and is continuously in great demand. Scott owns his own company as well, a medical services company that has clients from coast to coast. But all of this goodness sprang from one little thing. A seed. For a moment, let's go back a bit. Remember the story of Noah and his ark in the Bible? God became so upset with men on earth because he couldn't find but Noah and his family that were God-fearing people. He told Noah to build an ark, to get two of every kind of animal on earth, and get that all loaded on the ark. God then sent rain that lasted for 40 days, and it destroyed every human on earth, except Noah and his family. When that flood was over, God promised Noah that as long as the earth existed, there would never again be such a flood. Further, God said, and you can read about this in Genesis, the 8th chapter. Here's what God said. As long as earth exists, men will always have winter and summer, hot and cold, nighttime and daytime, and there will always be reap and sow. Now, we can all easily understand those first promises, you know, the winter and summer, hot and cold, nighttime and daytime. But what about that last one? What does reap and sow really mean? It means that everything people throughout time have and will plant in the ground, those people will always see results directly from their planted seed. And it's not just the ground. It's seeds that they and we plant in our lives. In other words, when we plant peach seeds, peaches grow every time. To that end, Scott and Corey purposely did just that. They planted their just anger and rage for losing their baby in such a horrible way in God's promise. They decided to trust God and test what he promised. The reaping they were allowed to receive provided not one, but two healthy baby girls. Though as heart-wrenching as it was to see their firstborn not live, Emmeline and Grace have taken that sting of death away and shown their parents every day that living in expectation instead of living in grief and despair is much more valuable and provides much more good for them and their family than any anger could have ever provided. I miss Emerson. I was there that day when we buried their little girl and our granddaughter. I can't imagine the pain and heartache this cost our baby girl and her husband. But we too knew what they learned in that mall in Scottsdale. The best is yet to come. Oh, and as a PS to this story, Corey a few years later discovered she had breast cancer. Rather than panic, she and Scott pulled together to tackle one more major life problem. Their second. Even though the odds of a second such devastation happening were minuscule, they had no choice but to accept the challenge and go to war again. And in war, one more time, they triumphed. July 17, 2017, I told their story here at Truth News Network. Some of you may remember that. But today is even more special. Last Friday, Corey celebrated being 10 years cancer-free. Wow. I am so glad you shared this story with me today. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it miraculous? God really cares. He really cares. And he does what he promises that he's going to do. Hey, thanks for joining me here today. Looking ahead, there's a lot of bad stuff we deal with, and we share a lot of it here at Truth News Network. But this one, it's a good story that has a great ending. Share yours with us. Send me what you have. Dan at Truth News Network. That's Dan at truthnewsnet.org. We'll share your story with a whole lot of people here in the United States and hundreds that live overseas. You never know what's happened to you and how you've handled it will help somebody else. Stay close. Until we get together again, have a great day. So long, everybody.
Classical conservatism, contemporary style. TNN, the Truth News Network.